Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Time now to win you some money. Let's find out our favorite plays of the day.
Time to place your bets.
All right, Chelsea. Once again, I see your card shifting as we're speaking. I never know what to expect. It's a roll of dice. Do you have one play, two plays? Where are you going?
Yeah, go ahead and slap the Surgeon General's warning on my bets because they've been ice cold. So please be careful if you're tailing me. All right, best bet of the day for me is going to be the first five under five between the Diamondbacks and the Washington Nationals, parlaying off of two pretty solid pitchers. I know nobody's talking about Merrill Kelly being a good pitcher, but quietly over his last seven games, 6-0 with a 2.44 ERA. So I think he can shut down the Nats bats, at least in the first five. And on the other end, Josiah Gray is normally somebody I back as an underdog because he's been really good this year, 4-5, but a 3.09 ERA. So I think with these two pitchers and the added fact that you have bad air quality, maybe it's a little bit tougher to see the ball in these conditions in DC. I'm going to hit the under, the first five under between the Nats and the Diamondbacks. First five under five, minus 140.
Ooh, I think I may do that one instead. I like that. I was going to do D-backs Nationals under nine, minus 135, but I think I'm going to tell you on that. I'm going in on that. I like that even better because of these two starting pitchers. So, no, I believe in you, Chelsea. I like it. I like it. Here's my favorite bet of the day, though. Dodgers at the Reds, first five over five, minus 120. Now, here's the thing. If you look at this game, all of the money is coming in on the under, like 90%. And I disagree. I absolutely disagree. Here's why. You got Clayton Kershaw on the mound for LA. I think that's why people are betting on the under. Graham Ashcraft on the mound for the Reds. But if you look at the trends here, these are some trends I cannot ignore. Graham Ashcraft has to be faded in this spot. When pitching at home, an ERA of 8.49. When he's on the mound, there have been at least five runs in the first five innings in six straight games. The same almost holds true with Clayton Kershaw. There have been at least five runs in the first five innings in five of his last six starts. This total has been eclipsed in the first five in both games of this series. Great American Ballpark is a launching pad, and both teams are in the top 10 in the first five in runs this season. Maybe money is coming in on the under for a reason. I'm not quite sure what it is. I don't care. First five over five and a really nice price too, minus 120 at BetMGM. Let's cash.
I like it. I like it. I was considering taking the Reds plus 2.5 because they're offering that up, but because of Graham Ashcraft.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I feel like I can't, because the dude can give up some crooked numbers on the scoreboard. All right, time for the third member of our Best Bets crew. That is the Magic 8-Ball.
Let us gaze upon the glorious Magic 8-Ball. Shall it fade or tail these noble bettors?
That intro for this hunk of plastic, my goodness, always has to make it all about himself. All right, 8-Ball, what do you think of our plays today? Mine is the Diamondbacks and the Nationals, first five under five. 8-Ball says, reply hazy, try again. Maybe the air quality has something to do with the 8-Ball. 8-Ball, what do we think? Come on, give us an answer. My reply is no, says the 8-Ball. Great. The losing streak shall continue. Anyways, let's go to Jake's play.
Let's do it.
First five, over five, for the Dodgers and the Reds. Let's get some runs there. 8-Ball says, my sources say no.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Can I predict? Can I just say that I don't like the 8-Ball sources? I don't like the 8-Ball. You can barely read the 8-Ball any longer. Aren't we due for a replacement on that bad boy at some point? Before the fall, before football season?
Yeah, can somebody send me an 8-Ball? Like, instead of, like, when you go to the bar and somebody buys you a drink, hey, can you Amazon Prime me an 8-Ball? I'm going to do that next time.
Do that. I think that's a great idea. Chelsea, do you have any leans? Anything else you want to throw out? I know you're getting a little skittish. You got to believe in yourself. You were on the Nuggets last night. You took it away at the last second. This is your chance. This is your platform.
Yeah, I don't have enough confidence to put another play. But if I had a lean, like not an official play, it would be the Reds plus 2.5. It seems like a bananas price for a team that's red hot. Graham Ashcraft, however, can blast that into smithereens. So it's not on the official card, but 2.5? You're giving the Reds 2.5 runs?
Yeah.
I think I like that.
I agree with you. I think the Reds are a live dog once again against the Dodgers today. And I am telling you, you may not have confidence in you. I love that Diamondbacks at Nats first five, under five at minus 140. I am on it as well. Two very good pitchers. Merrill Kelly never gets enough credit on the road this season. ERA under two. Let's do your BetQL five-star best bet for insight, analysis, historical trends, all the information you need to win some cash. You can download the BetQL app. All right, let's bring him in. He had a 209 last night. The old Dodge. Oh, God. Here he is. That dumb face. Do I get tired of looking at it? Yes, I do.
Dad, we're kind of going against each other. Diamondbacks at Nationals, over 8.5. Orioles at the Brewers, over 8.5. Chelsea, I'm on the heater. I went 2-0 last night. I liked your Nuggets play. You took it away, but I played it myself and I made some extra cash.
Oh my God. At this point, you sound like that voice on Charlie Brown. I have stopped listening.
Well, you're not the only one. Paid to be a moron. That's what I say. I'm paid to be a moron.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.